personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Leaf, who will help you get started in building your real estate empire. Grow your self-confidence, find your grit, and get the skills needed to dominate the real estate world. This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leib.
Am I just good or am I Corona good? It's so good that I didn't want to become a singer because I have like the worst voice. I'm not even Corona good when it comes to singing. But this radio show, guys, before the break, we had our friend Eric File come and tell us about this song because we were concerned. If you're doing a long-term lease right now, is it good or is it just Corona good? And the reason why we're concerned is because you have to worry about how the future is going to be. Because when you do a long-term lease, you know, we're in this volatile market. I don't know if you recall, about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, I was begging Lauren to buy. I was taking her to different places and we were looking. There's zero chance I would buy right now. And I'm just going to break it down for you. It's just a crazy time that we have going on. I was reading this article on Bloomberg, and I think Bloomberg's pretty smart, and I'll tell you why. Bloomberg has a circular escalator in his building, which I think is super cool, and
therefore,
I'm superficial.
You have to trust him.
I think you should because of this. If you haven't seen this Bloomberg building after Corona, I want you to go into Bloomberg headquarters and see this circular escalator. It's one of the few in the world, and it's super awesome. But anyway, Bloomberg's Oshrat Karmiel, I probably butchered the name, I'm sorry, Oshrat, says, escape from New York pushes Hampton's home prices to 13-year high. He's talking about a Miller Samuel, that's an appraiser company that worked with Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and they released their numbers. And they said the median price of those deals surged 27%. I just want to point that out. 27%. So if we would have bought when I told Lauren to bought, we would have been up 27% right now.
I think it's going to go higher in the next month.
Well, it's probably going to go higher. We have these two interesting things going on, Lauren. We have, number one, all the brokers weren't allowed to sell for like 3 months. So that meant all the buyers were on the sideline getting antsy to go get their property. And they were trying to go get their property and they wanted to get their property. And the second, it was like a horse, and you know, at the beginning of the horse race, how they have them all locked up and then they open it up and boo, they go, trot, 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 trot. It's like I'm telling you, she's laughing at me, but you have to go to the horse races. Like, I've been to Belmont. You go see this stuff. You got to go see Preakness. This is good stuff. So, and you do know, the most important news of the day. The new Islanders Arena at Belmont is going to be the UBS Arena. And for all us Islanders fans out there, we're about to win the first round of the playoffs because the Islander hockey is coming back. And I don't want to hear about these Ranger fans. If you're a Ranger fan, listen to a different radio show. The Islanders are going all the way to the Cup this year, and I just can't wait. UBS Arena, it's going to be good stuff. So anyway, back to Maura. My friend Maura McDermott in Newsday echoed what Bloomberg said. Bloomberg was talking about the Hamptons, but Maura said she reads the same report, and she goes, you know what? The whole of Long Island, besides the East End, is also killing it. She says the median home price in the whole of Long Island is $469,000. She goes, that's up 5.4% from this time last year. You should read this article. So here's what happened. On one note, you had all these brokers, as I was saying, about to do the horse race. They had all their clients that were pent up and locked up and exploded. On the other note, you had everyone flee the city at the same time. And so what we're finding is that there's no inventory anywhere anymore, and property prices are skyrocketing. And you might say to me, well, Andrew, why don't you still get it in the game? Why don't you still go get, you could still go get, you're stupid. Don't invest now. Do not invest now. Please do not invest now.
Well, there's a difference between investing and trying to find a new place to live.
Yeah, I'm not telling you don't move. Like, I have no problem with you moving right now. But if you think you're doing an investment right now, you're what we call stupid. And I'm going to tell you why. The foreclosure tsunami is coming. I mentioned before, MarketWatch and Keith Giroux were talking about the jumbo loans. Here's what he writes. What has been largely overlooked are the mounting problems of wealthier homeowners with jumbo mortgages. They have also been slammed by the lockdowns. According to Black Knight, 11.8% of all jumbo loans were in forbearance as of June 16th. And then I got CNBC, Lauren. 32% of U.S. households missed their July housing payments. based on a survey from Apartment List, which also advises, I want everyone to hear this part, focus, like Daniel-san, focus, Daniel-san. 17% of homeowners are concerned about foreclosure. What am I telling you? We're about to have a foreclosure tsunami. And on one note, we got all these people fleeing and buying second homes or new homes. And I think there was a great quote in one of these articles from the manager of the Hamptons from Element. And he's saying something along the lines, everyone wanted a second home. Now they need a real home in the Hamptons. And people are trying to get out of the city. But I'm telling you, the foreclosure tsunami is coming. Why? Because no one's paying their mortgage right now. They can't afford their bills. So what we did is we put on our blog. A lot of people need some litigation in the metro area. All you got to do if you need a litigator in the metro area is you go into www.liebatlaw.com, liebatlaw.com. And my law firm has a blog. And we put on a blog the 10-point inspection checklist of what you're going to do, your litigation checklist for foreclosure. And I promised on the blog that I was going to go over some of this stuff, Lauren, because, again, is it good? I can't get the tune right, but or is it Corona good? I'm going to be singing that all night long. So I'm thinking that, yes, it's a booming time right now, but, you know, is the emperor really wearing clothes? What is really going to happen? What is behind the magic curtain? Who is Kaiser Sosich? These are the things I want to know. Here's what I'm saying. Eventually, these people, I hope you know that there's all these people that are contract workers in the city. They work and they get great contracts. Like they just work on contract jobs. They haven't been getting jobs recently. Everyone's been furloughed and there's been job problems and people aren't paying their mortgages. And what happened is the CARES Act said that a conforming loan means a loan up to $510,400 in most places. New York, that goes up to $765,600. A conforming loan where it's going to Fannie, Freddie, FHA. The CARES Act said these loans could automatically go into forbearance if people made an application. I don't know if you read that Wells Fargo kind of put people in forbearance that didn't want to be, which is a whole litigation thing from a whole nother nightmare that we're not going to talk about right now. Wells, come on, you got to get it right already. But on the jumbo loans, the numbers over the 765,600, there's going to be a foreclosure crisis. And on the ones under, you do know that the CARES Act moratorium is expiring and the New York moratorium is on August 20th. That's when it's over. And we're going to see a foreclosure tsunami. And what that means is lenders eventually are going to get tired of not getting paid their loans. Lenders are eventually going to want to get paid and they're going to sue you. I had a question from a friend of mine earlier today. She goes, I haven't been paying my mortgage. And now the interest rate's huge. Is that legal? Can they just have a legal high? You know what happens? What happens is when you default on your loan, it's no longer an interest rate. It's a penalty interest rate. What am I talking about? In the state of New York, a lot of other states have this too, they have a rule called usury. Usury means the highest interest rate. On a personal loan, it's 16%. If you go into a commercial loan, it's 25%. They got this usury law, okay? But usury law, the cap on the highest interest rate doesn't apply when you're a default. Once you're a default, it can be 40%. And so what happens is that you stop paying and you were dummy. You didn't listen to me when I had my friend from Bethpage Federal Credit Union on. I had Bob Lund on and he was explaining, don't just assume that you're in a forbearance. Ask for a forbearance. Get an agreement. These people that just assume they were in a forbearance and they stop paying. Their interest rate went from their base rate of 4 or 5%, something like that, all the way up 20%, maybe even only 15%, but huge interest rates, and they're very scary. Now, if you were in a forbearance, yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. You're still on the regular interest rate, but you owe all that money. Maybe you owe it on the back end, but when the moratorium ends, they're going to be saying, hey, the forbearances are going to start ending, and when the forbearances start ending, you know what the lenders are going to say? You got to listen to Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. That's what we learned. He took the fish too. Show me the money. They're going to ask for the money, Lauren. So what's going to happen is that we have this situation.
Well, I just want to go back and say that 17% of homeowners feel concerned about foreclosure. The second wave here of coronavirus hasn't even happened.
Like in California. It happened in California.
This could be much, much bigger than 17%. We're talking about one out of every couple houses on the block could be facing this. It's just going to change the entire landscape.
Lauren, I'm going to get into the checklist next week because we're running a little low on time, but I want to go into a different aspect on that. As an investor, what am I thinking? I want tsunami. Where's tsunami? I'm not investing now. I wanted to invest. I told you when I wanted to invest. And again, it's up like ridiculous percentages. What did I tell you a second ago? 27% on the Hamptons? Missed that bubble. I'm not a fear of missing out type of person. I don't do FOMO. I don't think about what coulda, shoulda, woulda. I think about the future. So what I'm thinking about right now is I'm thinking when this foreclosure tsunami hits, when this foreclosure tsunami hits, I'm going to call up someone like my friends over Bryn Elliott team at Douglas Elliman Real Estate, who's underwriting this segment. I'm going to call up someone like Bryn, and I'm going to say, hey, Bryn, there's foreclosures everywhere. That means there's short sales. That means there's real estate owned property. That means there's foreclosure auctions. I want in, and I'm going to score great prices. Next week, we're going to do two important things. First of all, we're going to break out this foreclosure checklist. Second of all, I promised earlier, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring in my friend Morty Yankovich, our employment lawyer, and he's going to show us how we can structure having teaching from home without doing anything that's going to get us sued, like those 90% of people. This has been Andrew and Lauren Lieb from Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lieb. Have a great week.
This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lieb. Find us on social media at Listen to Lieb or visit listentolieb.com.